Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
To you and welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. As always, glad to have you here, and we certainly appreciate you taking a listen. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus. Quick Trip, they have the great rewards program. Go to KWIKQuickTrip.com. Don't forget next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, July 26th, Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery has their cigar dinner. It's coming up out in the Chippewa Falls area. Chippewa River Distillery is going to be the place. Tickets are on sale right now. It's a cigar dinner that gives you the dinner, the stuffed chicken breast for the king prime rib, a couple of sides of garlic mash and vegetables and good stuff, some cocktails, some raffle tickets, some four cigars from Alec Bradley, all for one low price. That's Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery locations on Birch Street in Eau Claire and South Prairie View Road in Chippewa Falls to get tickets for that one. And I am going to be coming to Shenanigans on Thursday night, August 2nd, in La Crosse, and just really looking forward to this. One of the cigar dinners as well. If you want tickets to that one, same deal applies. All you have to do is go get the tickets from the Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery on Highway 157 in La Crosse, and I promise you a lot of fun. Promise you a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time. Aaron Rodgers would like more freedom in his next contract. More freedom. And when you read that, you think to yourself, okay, what does that mean, more freedom? More freedom. Aaron Rodgers wants more freedom. What he wants is he would like to be able to say, I have some ability here if I would like to opt out. At least that's the words, okay? The thought process. I don't know if it's so much about Aaron Rodgers wanting to say opt out. I think, because put it this way, there aren't any opt out clauses in contracts right now in the NFL. There just aren't. You know, Peter King sat down and talked with Aaron Rodgers about a whole bunch of topics, including the status of his contract negotiation. And it went from Peter King to say Rodgers wasn't giving away much on this, but he sounded very much like a unique contract suits him more than the usual one, which would be obsolete 18 months after signing. It's only been on my mind because people have been writing and talking a lot about it, he said. There have been many conversations about it. I think that there's some merit to looking into where you do a non-traditional contractual agreement. If anybody at this point is going to be able to do something like that, I think there needs to be a conversation about it. I never said anything about the cap, tying the contract to the cap, he said. I just think there's a way to do contracts where you can still be competitive so the team is happy about it, but have some more freedom. In other words, maybe pay me, and if I continue to escalate, then you can pay me again or have additional ways of paying me more money. I don't know. You know, remember when this whole thing wasn't about being the highest paid player? You know, think about it. Remember, it wasn't about being the highest paid player. Is it about having the ability to opt out? Is it about having the ability to you know, structure the contract so he still gets his money and the team gets theirs? I guess my question then becomes, for all the talk about this, and clearly, if he's still talking about freedoms and if he's talking about, you know, different things that are non-traditional when it comes to football contracts, the Packers are supposed to report next week. That means, in my opinion, they're not much closer to getting this done than they were probably 3 months ago, if they're still talking about, quote, non-traditional forms of contracts, right? 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. I don't know what to make of this. I'm going to have to see the contract when it's finally all spelled out. But is Aaron Rodgers the guy that you would then say, okay, he's going to break the mold in the league? I really believe, this is what I believe, that all the other contracts signed by quarterbacks have been doled out. And the NFLPA looked at Aaron Rodgers and said, there's some things here we would like to break. Look at what the owners just made. Look at what the owners just made. $255 million per team. I don't know if you paid attention to that yesterday when the story came out, but there's a lot of money floating around out there. A lot of money. So teams are making money hand over fist. The Packers made $199 million last year in revenue. You couple that with the $255 million and some other marketing money, it was well over $400 million. $400 million. Now they're investing $370 million into the Titletown project and the renovation of Lambeau Field. But they're making a lot of money. I mean, don't let anybody fool you. They're making a lot of money. And I think the players in the NFLPA is probably looking at this going, okay, first of all, since they pay us in these contracts where, one, we have a hard salary cap, and two, you know, they can cut you and you don't get all your money, even though you may sign that contract. We don't have guaranteed contracts in the NFL. You know, we want to change things up. It was a record-setting $1.07 billion in sponsorship revenue for 2013 and beyond. Teams are making money hand over fist. And this past year was no exception. Big money from TV deals that is being generated, and the Green Bay Packers are one of the benefactors in all of that. So Aaron Rodgers is basically looking to do something different. I'm sure that he's got DeMaurice Smith in his agent's ear going, you know what? We want to break the mold. Ratings were down. It's never been worse to attend a game in person. The CTE controversy gets scarier each day. There's a war on the league from the presidential office. The anthem controversy rages on. Kaepernick's been blackballed. Suspensions have been, you know, weirdly handed out, but the NFL handed out more than $8 billion in national revenue in 2017, with each club netting $255 million, a 4.9% increase from the previous season. So the NFL is saying, look, do something different, break the mold. And I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of carrying the water for that right now. I don't know. I mean, we kept talking about whether or not Aaron Rodgers would come riding into training camp going, hey, I got my deal done. This is great. Let's move on. Here we go. Let's go win a championship. I don't know if that's going to happen. The more I hear, the more I read, I still think they're pretty far apart. But do you think Aaron Rodgers is the guy that you would indeed break the mold on? 855-830-8648. Would you give Aaron Rodgers freedom? Every time we talk about a player in Major League Baseball, it's like, I can't believe you got to pay this guy. Ryan Braun, perfect example. Productivity is down. People are going, oh my God, you know, 20 million, 17, 18, 19 million. This is crap. Screaming and yelling about it. Fans want to see him out. If you can't earn your money, then get out of here. Forgetting that they overplay to get the contract to begin with, and they don't get paid the, you know, what they're worth at that point in time. But in the NFL, you're not pulling your weight, you get cut. You get basically paid to go away, and not nearly what the rest of your contract is worth. So my question to you is this: would you allow Aaron Rodgers in this contract to break the mold for the NFL? In reality, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Would you allow Aaron Rodgers' contract to kind of break the mold reality-wise for what the NFL has going on? This portion of the program also being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor. Wednesday Night Live back again tomorrow night at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. You can stop out there and check it out, the Budweiser Pavilion stage. Free admission if you're driving a car, $6 to park it. If you're driving a motorcycle, zero. That's nice. Speaking of motorcycles, they are also the primary sponsor of our motorcycle ride as we tour the western portion, we'll say, of Milwaukee and Waukesha County. And we leave from the New Berlin area and Beechwood Distributing, which is Budweiser. We end up out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and Oconomowoc after about a 100-mile ride. And we ride for those that are serving us, for veterans, for servicemen and women, and their families. When they need medical care, we need to be there for them. So can you please come out and support us? That's coming up Sunday, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend, Sunday, September 2nd. And to get registered and to find out the information, please go to BillMichaelsSports.com. Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. Last year, 348 bikes. We can't get to 400 without you and a friend. So can you please still join us and bring some friends, and we would be grateful. And by the way, it's open to all bikes. I get this question every day. Hey, I ride a Yamaha. Is that okay? Bring it. No problem. Indian, no problem. Kawasaki, Suzuki, no problem. Honda, no problem. Come on out and join us coming up Sunday, September 2nd. But to get registered and to guarantee yourself to get the commemorative T-shirt, you have to go to BillMichaelsSports.com and get registered earlier. BillMichaelsSports.com. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Cecil's in Appleton. Cecil, you'll be first out of the chute right after this on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Joe is on the air. We are so glad you are on board. Radio Joe alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state, beyond the borders as well. Erectile dysfunction, 98% success rate in treating that. They also can treat you for the low T treatments for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, help you out there, give you some better energy. But if you're looking for the all-in-one weight loss program, you really want to jumpstart the weight loss program, man, Neumel Medical is the way to do it. 414-455-4451. Start a new life, start a new you, and you can't do it unless you call. 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. Let's do this. Talking about Aaron Rodgers, the contract, the NFL, revenue share, everything that the NFL has going on, a lot of money being spent, and the players are making it. They're starting to make a lot more money. You're seeing some of these contracts for guaranteed money. We saw Kirk Cousins get 90 guaranteed in Minnesota, and now Aaron Rodgers is the guy that at least apparently wants to kind of break the mold of the traditional NFL contract. Cecil's in Appleton. Cecil, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. Cecil. Cecil held all that time, through the break and all, to hang up. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, please feel free to do so. This one's from Scott. Scott writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I think Aaron Rodgers is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. At first, it wasn't about being the highest paid player. His words, not mine. Now he wants more freedom and to break the mold of the traditional contracts. I think Aaron Rodgers is eyeballing the money, still wants to have a winning team around him, and doesn't want to be blamed for when this team doesn't have the money to spend to go out and get another quality player or two defensively. I think Aaron Rodgers is all about the money, all about himself, and this is the reason we loved Brett Favre. You know what? Until he wins that other Super Bowl, he's always going to be compared to Favre. Aaron Rodgers, statistically, he's been a better quarterback. He's won the same amount of Super Bowls. Been to three NFC Championship games. Won one. Went on to win a Super Bowl. You know, now our buddy Drew Burgoyne's listening. He says, do a five-year deal. Give him an opt-out after three. You got his best years and give him some flexibility after that. This one's from Jack, who says, I think you pay Aaron Rodgers whatever you want because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You keep saying it's a quarterback-driven league, so why wouldn't you pay the man? Hey, I'm not saying not to pay him. I'm not saying that. Others are saying that, not me. I think when the best quarterback in the league comes a-calling and says, this is what I want, I think you say, here's the checkbook. I've said it all along. Give him the checkbook. Give him the checkbook and just say, hey, whatever you spend, that's great, but whatever you spend, we don't have to spend on others. Go for it. Would he write out the check to himself, or would he leave enough there so other people can get paid too? Because that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, we're basically saying the same thing about Giannis, right? You got to make sure you get enough guys around Giannis to get him a championship, and we want to do everything we can for Giannis so he never leaves the team.
I'm sorry, did you read the full quote of what Aaron Rodgers said in Peter King's new piece?
I read right out of the SI column what he said.
Quote, it's only been on my mind because people have been writing and talking about it
right.
A lot. There have been many conversations about it. I think that there's some merit to looking into where you do a non-traditional contractual agreement. Mm-hmm. If anybody at this point is going to be able to do something like that, I think there needs to be a conversation about it. I never said anything about tying the contract to the cap. I just think there's ways to do contracts where you can still be competitive so the team is happy about it, but have some more freedom.
Yeah, that's exactly what I read.
Okay.
Yeah. But what does that mean?
That the Packers can still be flexible and have Aaron Rodgers long term? That's what I read. That's how I interpret it.
I mean, if you go by what he said, you can take it almost line by line. And you can just say, yeah, the non-traditional. Okay, non-traditional, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're going to give him a piece of the team?
Percentage of the cap?
Percentage of the, you know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there isn't a guy in the NFL that's, their contract is based off of the percentage of the cap.
Right. I mean,
that's non-traditional.
Right. But I understand where he's at, but is the free, when he talks about freedom would be the opt-out clause. That's the one thing that people talked about. That's the one thing that people kind of touched on, and he neither denied it nor confirmed it, but you get the sense that's what he's talking about. So do you pay him $25 to $35 million over the next 3 years, and then he can opt out and then kind of check the salary cap situation and where he's at professionally then? Does that benefit him? Does that benefit the team? You know, I mean, my question here is this. If it's so easy to get done, why not just get it done? Going by what he just said, it's political speak, isn't it? When he's talking about different contractual ways to get the job done?
Well, I agree Aaron Rodgers should be the highest paid quarterback in the league, but the problem is the more money the Packers have to shell out to pay Aaron Rodgers long term, the less it's going to be to try to build the rest of your roster. And that I have a little bit of an issue with. Because then guess what? More pressure should be put on Aaron Rodgers to get the Packers to the Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers hasn't been, like, he hasn't played out of his mind his entire career in the playoffs. He's had some dud games.
Mm-hmm.
So if Aaron Rodgers wants to be the highest paid, and that's going to strangle the Packers and how they make other personnel decisions, Aaron Rodgers better get the job done.
I Peter King says, I believe, and I believe strongly, he wants to break the mold. This is me speaking. This is not Aaron Rodgers. He wants to break the mold, and he would like to see his contract tied in some way to the rising tide of the salary cap. I think that there's some merit to looking into where you do a non-traditional contract agreement, Rodgers said. If anybody at this point is going to do something like that, blah, blah, blah. He goes on to talk about it. Happy about it, have some more freedom. Many believe that Kirk Cousins was changing the game, signing a fully guaranteed contract, but maybe Rodgers' next contract is really going to be the next game changer. The Packers and Rodgers still trying to get the deal done, but there is no question at some point the deal will get done. And then it goes on from there. But when you talk about the need for more freedom, well, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the ability to negotiate after a couple of years, 3 years, 5 years? Is it some way, in essence, tied to a percentage? You know, he said it's not tied to the cap, but in essence, that's what you're saying, is when the money and the revenue goes up, you want to share in that. See, it's the bottom line is it all comes down to the money. And for somebody that says it's not about the money, it certainly seems to be about the money. You know, I've always said guys talk about respect. Respect is not respect. It's not the R word. It's the M word, money. Show me the money. That's what everybody says. Let's go to Joe, listening to us in Black River. Joe, welcome to the program, man. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing there, Bill?
Doing well.
First of all, I think whoever gave Kirk Cousins that contract in Minnesota, I hope at the owners' meeting they all took him into the bathroom and gave him the biggest wedgie that they could, because he just hamstring the owners, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow. You know, getting back to, you know, is this where we see the contracts? I don't know what the rules are, but is this where we see the contracts maybe tied to sponsorship, where the team says, hey, we can only pay you this much, but hey, Farm Fleet's our big sponsor. Let them kick in a little bit, and you be their spokesman for this or that or the other thing. You know, kind of like the boosters do in college to pay the coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate the phone call. They have already marketing agents to do that, and they – you know, like he's with Ford and he's with State Farm, and I think he's got some local deals with maybe some of the medical companies up near Green Bay, or maybe a cellular company near Green Bay. But and maybe they can do something like that. But you're talking about $20,000-$30,000. You're not talking about millions of dollars in that realm. Let's go to Trell, North Side. Trell, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Bill? How you doing, Joe?
Doing well. What's happening?
This is my thing with the Aaron Rodgers situation. And I think you were just tying in with the same thing with Giannis. I would say that they should pay him what he wants. And this is my thing. I was just watching on, I think, ESPN, talking about how all the fuss about the NFL, talking about they're not making money and it's hitting their pocket. But the revenue went up 4.9%. So you didn't lose any money.
Right.
You actually gained almost 5% on the revenue.
They look at it as I didn't make as much as I wanted to make.
Yeah, but you still made a nice profit.
Oh yeah.
Each team got what
$255 million.
Now, Aaron Rodgers' last contract, I think both of his first contracts have been team friendly. I think he's been underpaid his last two contracts. It's not like the Packers have, you know, signed a big-name free agent and added these veteran pieces in for them to really go for it, and they need money from Rodgers. It's not the case. So I don't blame him for his stance. And I think if he does, he's a smart guy. If he does want to break the mold as far as the revenue upticks, and, you know, I'll have a base salary, but if you get extra revenue or you make it, then I get a kicker or some type of bonus. That's fine with me. I think that's fine. And the same thing, like, with Giannis, too. He signed a team-friendly deal. He took less money. What has the Bucks done in these few years since he signed his contract so far? And he's only got a couple more years left. So if they don't do anything major or to put the pressure on him, like we put pieces around you, I think he'll be great with taking a team-friendly contract. But if they don't, I don't blame him for asking for the most money he can get.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I appreciate the phone call. Look, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, let's be honest. What are you going to do if he leaves? What are you going to do if you make him mad? You know, I mean, come on. You're going to pay the man. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think what they're trying to do is they want to pay him. But what they don't want to do is, and this is what's happening, as much as the Players Association is probably looking over the shoulder of Aaron Rodgers and his agent, the owners are looking over the shoulder of Mark Murphy saying, don't give in, don't give him opt-out clauses and guaranteed money and all this, because then it's going to open up Pandora's box, but they don't want to do that.
But they still have all the leverage in this. He's still under contract for two more years, and then they could franchise tag him 2 years after that. He's still under control, really, for 4 years, if you think about it. They have all the cards. Packers have the leverage here. Is it possible to do like a Super Bowl bonus, where if Aaron Rodgers gets the Packers to the Super Bowl, they pay him X amount of money? Does that exist?
Yeah, you can get bonuses like that.
I mean, it would have to be agreed in the contract to where, like, hey, Aaron, we'll give you another $2 million or $3 million if
But if I'm Aaron, then I'm going to say that's great, but are you going to give me a defense that's going to fortify me? You know, it's great to say that I can go out and put up all the statistics, but, you know, are you going to give me guys that are going to actually play defense so we can actually get there?
Well, he should be able to say that, but also keep in mind the Packers have to have money that they're not putting towards Aaron Rodgers' contract in order for them to build up the defense.
That's exactly right.
So you can't have it both ways.
That's exactly right.
There needs to be compromise.
Choir, preacher, Joe Zinzola. There you have it.
Stating the obvious.
More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Hey.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
To the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We roll on. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Fix my knee up, got me back in the game, and orthopedically they are fantastic. All you have to do is check them out at 855-MC-ORTHO, 855-MC-ORTHO. And if it's a hip, if it's an ankle, if it's a knee, if it's a shoulder, if it's an elbow, whatever it happens to be, they can help you out, but you can't get rid of the pain if you don't call them. 855-MC-ORTHO, Marshfield Clinic. They are the official healthcare provider of yours truly. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talk a little more Bucks basketball. Paul Henning from BrewCityBucks.com, formerly the SaveOurBucks.com website. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, but as a Bucks fan, I've been better.
Well, yeah, I guess you're kind of in the same boat I am. I'm looking at this thinking, you let Jabari walk. You really didn't get much in return for him. You didn't get anything in return for him, as a matter of fact. I just, as a Bucks fan, you think if you'd have kept him, he'd have blown out his knee, and now that you let him go, he's going to come back and kick your ass four times a year. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at mentally right now, because that seems to be the way it kind of goes for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right. I mean, I understand it was a very complicated position, complicated decision, and it's almost a lose-lose no matter what happens. If you keep him and you pay $20 million, and yeah, he gets hurt, you know, that's a significant investment that could have limited other player moves that the Bucks could have made this summer. And him walking for nothing is obviously not ideal, because he was the number two pick in a pretty good draft. You know, nobody really was screaming for them to draft Embiid, but he was the guy that went right after them. So it's tough to see Jabari Parker walk out that door and nothing come back except the ability to sign Ersan and Brook Lopez.
So my question to you is this, and I'll ask you the same question that we asked the listeners to start the show today. Do you trust this Bucks organization in building a championship caliber team?
Flat out right now, no, I don't. Listen to what Gary Wolfel had to say about the situation, and I think he got the Jabari Parker side of it correct. But I don't think he got the Bucks side of it correct, because the Bucks never had any interest in bringing Jabari Parker back, not at any price. They did not want him in that locker room. Everything that had gone down, it was time for them to move on from both sides. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, Giannis didn't want him back, the locker room didn't want him back, and the Bucks wanted to avoid any scenario in which Jabari was wearing a Bucks uniform this fall.
Why didn't they want him back?
Why did they not want him back?
Yeah. I mean, I with everything that Giannis is saying at the end of the season, Jabari's coming back. And Jabari says that him and Giannis, kind of made the decision to stick around and be the guys that were going to stay in Milwaukee and still be the cornerstones. And it seemed like, at least from the speak coming out of their mouths, was we're on the same page and we're ready to fly.
Well, the relationship with the Bucks and Jabari is a complicated one, but it all started going south with Jason Kidd, and the relationship that the two of them had was not on good grounds. And Jason Kidd was a guy who liked to play a lot of mind games, and he liked to play guys hot and cold. One week he thought they were the greatest. The next week he wouldn't talk to them. So the communication lines were never open, and it was a muddled relationship from the start. But what really killed it for the locker room was Jabari Parker not showing up in the playoffs and then going to the media about it. Nobody took that one very well. And Jabari was already a unique individual. He's a unique personality. He's not a typical NBA personality. He's not exactly like everybody else. Not that everybody's the same, but he was a very unique individual. Not everybody understood him. And once he decided to, you know, they talked about that players-only meeting where he stood up and said something, he got thrashed. Were his words, and he got benched for a game because of that. So it was already tenuous at best. But after they felt that they couldn't go to war with him, you know, they didn't want to move forward with him. So if Giannis wanted Jabari in a Bucks uniform, he would still be a Buck today. But the reality is he's not.
Now you move on and you look at this team moving forward and you say, okay, what's this own the future? What do they got going on? Are we just simply hoping that they make another deal and maybe Bledsoe or somebody can be traded and they can get rid of some money? And then when Dellavedova and Henson and some of these contracts begin to come off in a couple of years, that they're going to have money to spend. And then suddenly free agents are going to go, you know what? Giannis is the next coming, so I'm going to go play with him. I don't see it, Paul. I don't see people saying, I got to go to Milwaukee. They haven't won a damn playoff series.
Well, the Bucks messed up the blueprint. And what I believe is that the correct blueprint to build a championship team is you get your stars in place first, you pay those guys, and then you worry about paying role players. The Bucks did that all backwards. They got a whole bunch of guys on the salary sheet that are being outpaid for their production. But there still is hope to be able to fix it, but it's not easy. I think there's a few deals out there that they could look into that they could put this thing into a finals contender before the end of this summer. I think waiting for 2020 is a very, very dangerous plan. But what I'd be looking into, Jimmy Butler is not happy in Minnesota. He turned down an extension, and Chris Middleton is on the last year of his deal. I don't think Chris Middleton is the guy you want to be paying $25 million. I think Jimmy Butler is the guy you want to pay $25 million. I'd be looking into moving Middleton this summer for Jimmy Butler, and then I'd be looking to move Bledsoe and Brogdon for Kemba Walker. And if you have a backcourt of Kemba Walker and Jimmy Butler to put next to Giannis, that's a team that can take down the Celtics. That's a team that could take down the Sixers. I don't think that they could take down the Warriors, but you never know what can happen. Right now, the East is wide open with no LeBron. So the first goal is to figure out how to get out of the East and get to the finals. And if you get there, you never know what can happen. If Steph Curry turns an ankle, if Durant twists a knee, you never know. A week later, the Bucks could be hosting a parade and bringing the championship trophy home.
I guess my next question is, how far away does that seem?
I mean, it's an uphill battle. It's obviously, those deals aren't just going to fall together. But the Bucks have to have a plan in place with Bledsoe, Brogdon, and Middleton all becoming free agents next summer. If you just play the season out with those three guys on the roster, there's a good chance that you lose two out of three. And the ones that they would likely lose would be Bledsoe and Brogdon, and then you end up overpaying Middleton. So you got to look at, is a core of Giannis and Middleton making, just about half of your salary cap, they're probably going to be combined at about $50 million. Those two making $50 million plus whatever else the Bucks have on the books, is that good enough to be a championship contender? And if the answer is no, you got to figure out what to do to make sure that that doesn't happen. So you got to plan ahead. And that's why this Jabari situation is so ugly, because they knew a long time ago that they probably didn't want to bring Jabari Parker back. And I understand there was a small window to be able to trade him, but Mark Stein said they did turn down, offers numerous times. to trade Jabari Parker, and I can understand them wanting to salvage, try to salvage the relationship. But from everything I hear, you know, they didn't really want him back. And but that conclusion came, you know, right after the playoffs from the player side. So it's an ugly, unfortunate situation. But the Bucks have to pivot, and I don't know if they have the right GM in place. You know, you hear about owners voting on Jabari Parker, you know, pulling the qualifying offer. You hear about Budenholzer was the guy that wanted Ersan Ilyasova. We don't really know. There isn't a GM in place that's making all the moves. There's a number of different parties involved with all the basketball decisions, and that's the most terrifying part, is the buck doesn't stop with one person. It's kind of a, you know, consortium of groups that are making basketball decisions, and one time it's this guy, one time it's that guy. And then you got the governorship being handed over from Edens to Lazary, and it's just a very muddled front office, and I think that's led to a number of basketball mistakes. And it's putting the Bucks in an uphill climb to put the right pieces around Giannis so that they do contend, because if you wait for two more years when all these guys come off the books, Giannis could be already fed up by that point. That could be the summer where Giannis says, you know, guys, I'm done. If you don't make it happen, I'm gone. And then you have everything in one year to make it happen. And if it doesn't, then Giannis is, you know, going to move on to a team where he can compete, because he would have been here for, you know, 7 years. And that's where a lot of teams and star players decide, you know, that's where it's time to move on.
Yep, no doubt. Paul, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate it, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, pal.
Bill.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Heading from BruceCityBucks.com. That's BruceCityBucks.com. You can read his stuff there. And when we come back, there's a little bit of a belief out there that Jabari Parker, who said during the Milwaukee Basketball Hour on our show that he wishes the Bucks would have made the offer that was reported out there. You've got some others out there chiming in now about that as well. Stay tuned. You're going to hear that coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I wasn't desiring the max. That's just wasn't ideal.
So that's a misnomer.
I just wanted security. Okay. That's all I wanted. But then I get an offer that was not what I wanted.
I don't know if you're going to answer this or not, but I want this cleared up, because I've had people tell me that offer wasn't true, and then I've had people tell me that offer is true. ESPN reported months back that they offered you $3 at $54, which is like $18 million a year. Is that accurate?
I wish.
That's what I was told. I was told that number was way too high and that wasn't true. Okay. So I wanted to clarify that. Thank you. That's all
I wanted. So now you know.
Now I know. Okay, good. Because I was told that number was not even close to what they offered you.
That was yours truly, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, and Jabari Parker on our Milwaukee Basketball Hour program, if you remember, that aired on Thursday nights during the Bucks season. As Jabari Parker dispelled the myth that it was 354. By the way, that being the big statistic of the day, that was what was reported to be offered. We'll give you that stat. That's our AppRoyo stat of the day. Implementing SAP and big data solutions to companies just like yours. That is AppRoyo. Check them out on the web, APPROYO.com. That's APPROYO.com. And that was the claim that the offer was to Jabari Parker. 3 years, 54, $18 million a year. And he said, shoot, I wish. Now, Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst, we know from ESPN, they discussed the Jabari situation, and they stand by that original story. Here it is.
Jabari Parker's career with the Bucks took a huge hit when he tore his ACL for the second time. But his career with the Bucks effectively ended when he turned down the extension last fall, which I know has been reported at different numbers, but I think was in the neighborhood of 3 years and $54 million. Maybe there was a bonus million in here or there, but
yeah, I reported 354 in February after Kidd got fired, and I wrote a big Bucks thing. That may have been year three of. I mean, they discuss lots of different parameters. Year three may have been a team option. I know they also discussed a 4 year deal where years two and three were non guaranteed, which Jabari was never good. They discussed lots of different things, but the bottom line is multiple years of in the 18 range is what was discussed and turned down.
Yes. And once that happened, I think the window of opportunity for him to stay with the Bucks is going to be narrow.
So that was on the Zach Lowe podcast with Brian Windhorst yesterday. Zach Lowe was the other voice that you heard that was not on the phone. He was the host saying that that's what he wrote, was it was 3 years, 54, and it could have been some team options and such, and Jabari turned it down. Jabari denied that on our program, basically saying, I wish that was not what was offered. So anyway,
pretty amazing how we're never going to have clarity on this.
No,
someone's lying.
The only guy that's been close to this situation really has been Gary Wolfel, and just because he's had an end to the family, and has just about everything he has brought up regarding this situation, it's been. You know,
well, Wolfel said yesterday on the show,
said about $10 million. That's what I heard too.
3 years, $30 million with some incentives, as high as like $15 million. That's what Gary was saying.
But I heard 3 years, $10 million a year. So I heard in the neighborhood. I shouldn't say $10 million. I heard in the neighborhood of $10 million. I don't know if we'll ever specifically know, but it's an interesting conundrum that the Bucks had found themselves in, and obviously Jabari walks, and now he's a Chicago Bull. We'll talk more, but coming up next, Brandon Tierney, co-host of Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio, the nationally syndicated show. I join them. Brandon Tierney is going to join us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.